Hello, my name is Yuval Shimoni of Bayer Healthcare, and I'm the corresponding author on the paper titled Qualification of Scale-Down Bioreactors for Validation of Process Changes in Commercial Production of Animal Cell-Derived Products, a paper in two parts to appear in the May and June issues. I decided to write this manuscript out of my own experience, which I believe is shared by others in the industry. Clearly, process changes can benefit both patients and the biopharmaceutical companies. However, in a regulated environment, a change must be validated before it can be implemented in commercial production. A common problem currently facing the industry is justifying the validation approach. The traditional way is to perform validation in production at scale for the duration of a campaign. This entails dedicating production units of operation to the validation exercise and segregating commercial and validation materials from each other throughout the process. Taking a commercial production unit, even temporarily, out of production supply line would impact capacity output. Waiting until successful validation is confirmed or until regulatory approval is granted may not be a viable option for many companies because of the impact on capacity output and the risk to product supply in full on time to patients. This in turn can prohibit validation and impede implementation of beneficial process changes. In our paper, we describe a solution to this problem that is performing the validation outside of commercial production using qualified small-scale unit operations. Unit operations of the entire process would need to be qualified for the validation exercise. This includes upstream or cell culture and downstream or purification through final product manufacturing. In part one, we discuss the concept and elements of qualification program, while in part two, we reduce it to practice through a case study. Upon qualification, the scaled-down unit operations can be used in applications that include validation of certain future process changes for direct implementation in commercial manufacturing. This concept is not new. For example, viral clearance studies per ICH guideline Q5A are being performed using a scaled-down version of the purification process. We focus on the bioreactor unit operation because for many companies, cell culture is rate-limiting in the production process. This is relevant to companies using larger bioreactors in fed batch over relatively short campaigns, as it is to those using smaller bioreactors in perfusion mode over lengthy campaigns. Proper application of the approach presented could in fact reduce the risk upon implementation because of the flexibility provided. Using a qualified small-scale system would enable a larger number of validation runs to be performed for a higher confidence level. This is in line with current regulatory agency expectations of a science-based approach to process validation. I hope you find this article to be of interest and welcome further discussion. Thank you.